You just heard Heat Wave by Snail Mail. And hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this show is called Feeling Sounds. And I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Today, I have a special guest here with me. Her name is Sylvie Cox. Hi, Sylvie. You want to introduce yourself? Oh, one sec.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for coming today. So, Sylvie's a musician. Would you describe yourself as a singer-songwriter?
Yeah, singer-songwriter, producer.
Fantastic. Okay, so in a little bit, we're going to be having an interview with Sylvie and then listening to some of her tunes. So stay tuned for that. All right, next song I have for you guys is called Bags by Claro. And Claro is actually coming to Vancouver this week. Next week on the 9th. She and this artist called B Badoobi, which I've played some of her music on my show before as well. They're playing together, which I'm really sad that I can't go. But like once I found out about it, it was already so expensive. But if you guys, you know, want to drop the money on that, Claro and B Badoobi are coming. I think it's the Pacific Harbor Center, I think that's what it's called. But yeah, this song is amazing. Probably my favorite off of her record, Immunity. It's called Bags by Claro.
Yeah.
You just heard Gilly by Kate Teague, and before that you heard Bags by Claro. I really like the song Gilly. It makes me feel like I'm going on a walk in autumn, and I'm like walking to the coffee shop where I'm going to sit down and get a latte. It's just a very specific feeling.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
All right, so today on Feeling Sounds, I have a special guest named Sylvie Cox. Hi, Sylvie.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
So good.
Good. So you are a singer-songwriter, and that's why you're on my show today. We're going to talk about some of your music. So where are you from?
I'm from California, originally.
Okay. And how did you end up at UBC?
Did not want to go to the States for college, so Canada was the next closest, and it was my top choice. So
awesome. Happy. Cool. And what are you studying here?
I'm going to go into either chemistry or environmental science, and I might minor in music.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you know, like, how you're planning to incorporate music into your degree, or are you kind of still figuring that out?
It probably will not be included in the chemistry degree, but just something I really enjoy doing on the side.
Okay. So. Cool. So what role would you say music has, like, played in your life so far?
It's definitely, like, my number one, like, since I was so young. I've been writing songs since I was, like, seven-ish, and I've been playing piano and singing for so long. And I started producing music when I was around, like, 13 or 14. And just when I need, like, alone time or just, like, am inspired, like, I can just go sit on my computer for hours and just, like, work on a song and try to finish it, even though it takes, like, months.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, if you could describe your first I'm going to ask you, how would you describe your music that you, like, your original music?
I usually find it kind of gloomy but also kind of upbeat. I don't know. I don't really know. I would say gloomy.
Gloomy. Okay.
Because it's not like too sad, but not too happy. It's just like in the middle.
Okay. So can you pick three adjectives to describe your music? It's okay if you can't think of them.
Okay. Can I use gloomy again?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Gloomy. That word has no meaning anymore.
Gloomy.
Like bright.
Okay.
And
that's interesting. Gloomy and bright are like very different things.
Like, I feel like it changes throughout the song.
Okay.
Like, I feel like it can have different feelings. Like, I usually like to have in the song I write, like, a chord change that makes me feel like some kind of way. Like, it makes me like really feel something, and it's not always about like the lyrics for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. So the theme of my radio show is like music and emotion. So how would you say like that theme applies to the music that you create?
I don't usually put too much thought into my lyrics, which sounds bad, but it's more like I don't know that I have that much to say. And it's more, I usually like care way more about the melody and what I'm actually singing versus what I'm singing about. So I think to me, if a melody can make me like cry, like sometimes I listen to music in like other languages and stuff, and if that can really make me like sad inside and or feel like some way, like I feel like that's very powerful to me, so I kind of try to put that into my music as well.
That's really interesting. I feel like a lot of songwriters are like, oh, it's all about the lyrics. It's like poetry, but just like with sound as well, you know? But that's really interesting that for you it's more about like the music in itself. Earlier when we were off air, we were talking about how you notice like when songs are in 3/4, but like have a drum beat, that's like a rare thing and you really like that. So I think that's really interesting too. Okay, so the first song we're going to play by you, Sylvie Cox, is called Open Water. Do you want to talk about like what that song's about and what it was like to produce the song?
Yeah, this song I wrote before I was like leaving for college. I wrote it in January before I was leaving. And then I only wrote like a single part of it, and then I just started like immediately producing it, which is kind of rare for me. Like, I don't usually do that. I usually spend like a month writing the song and then start producing it once it's a full thing. But this one I just kind of started, and then I realized I had like another song from when I was really young that I like also put with it and like kind of merged them together. And then yeah, it took a while to finish, but I was happy about it when it was done.
Awesome. Cool. Okay, so this song is called Open Water by Sylvie Cox. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
that was Open Water by Sylvie Cox, and I have Sylvie with me right here. That's a cool song, Sylvie. I can't help but like notice that it definitely resembles like Lana Del Rey's style of music. Would you say that you take a lot of inspiration from her?
Yes, I love her.
Awesome. Who else do you, or like where else do you get inspiration from? Like whether it's artists or just like anywhere.
I really like another artist named Grimes. She produces all of her own music. She like does everything by herself. She's really cool. She's great.
Nice.
And otherwise, inspiration just kind of comes from just like playing guitar, and I listen to like a lot of like old folk music as well lately, and I was getting a lot of inspiration from that.
Cool. So what, like, if you had to categorize your music as a specific genre or like a couple of genres, what would you call them?
It definitely depends song to song. Like that song I think is like electronic pop or something, I'm not sure. But then lately, more songs have been like folk pop or like folk rock or something like that. Like in those little niche ones. I don't know.
Cool. Can you like take us through the process of like what it's like for you to write a song?
Yeah, usually I'll come up with one melody or one like chord progression I really like that goes along with the melody. And I mean, I'll record it on my phone and then I'll like come back to it a week later and play it again on the guitar or piano or something. And then just kind of work on it for like a month or 2 months and like develop a song and like make a verse and a bridge or whatever. And then if like I have a lot of songs, so if I really like it, then I'll like start producing it, but usually I don't know, I'll be working on something else at the time, so maybe it'll just go to like somewhere on my phone, or I'll just actually start working on it. And then when I start producing a song, I usually like lay down like a piano track and then drums and then vocals and whatever comes to me, whatever else I want to do with it.
Cool. So do you normally work like by yourself, or do you like to work with other people as well?
I usually work by myself and I prefer it, but I've been working with more producers lately to like try to spread my music around. Some of them work out better than others, but usually it's okay.
Yeah. And so is that like, so like producers help you in like production obviously, but how about in like your writing process? Like, do you ever collaborate with people to write a song, or have you ever thought about doing that?
I've never done it before, but I would definitely think about it. Like, I've met so many people that write songs like already just being at UBC for a month than I have like during high school, so I would definitely think about it.
Yeah,
like, it would be fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so the next song we're gonna play is called Our World Now. Can you talk about the song a little bit, and like also how the song makes you feel when you listen to it or when you play it?
This song, I wrote the chorus a really long time ago, and then I like brought it back up like about 2 years ago before I started producing it, and I was like, oh, I kind of like this, so I made it like a verse and stuff for it. And yeah, it's not really about anything too dear to my heart, but I wrote it for basically, I can't really remember what, I don't know. I think it had something, but it was like in eighth grade when I first
wrote
it. Yeah, it was a while ago, but yeah.
Cool. And so how does it make you feel like playing it or listening to it?
Playing it is kind of difficult. Whenever I like sit down to actually play it on guitar or piano, it just like some songs, they just like don't sound great live. Like just not enough going on, or like not something I do, so I don't really play it a lot. But when I listen to it, it has a very dark feeling to me. I don't know, but I like the guitars a lot, which my dad did.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It makes me think about him. It's cute.
So do you work with your dad, or like do you play music with your dad a lot?
Yeah, he plays guitar, and he's been like doing production as well lately, so we like kind of like do it together, and we like figure stuff out together.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Okay, cool. So this song is called Our World Now by Sylvie Cox.
just turns around. You're the one thing I never thought I would need, leading me back and forth. Baby, hold it down. Lately, he just turns around. You're the one thing I never thought I would need. Oh, when it comes undone, I'm yours.
That was Our World Now by Sylvie Cox.
Question. Do you like fat electronic beats? Do you like serene ambient vibes? Do you like groovy disco? Do you wish you could listen to them all on the same show? Well, you can. Join me, Galen, every Thursday from 11 to noon as I spend an hour mixing and meandering through underground tunes from the local dance scene and beyond. It's called UDU Radio. See you then.
Novel is playing SBC Restaurant on October 5th with UK post-punk art rock band Drala. Come out to catch Novel performing work from their recent self-titled EP out everywhere via Flemish Eye Records. That's Saturday, October 5th at SBC Restaurant. Ticket link available at flemisheye.com.
All right, so we are currently having an interview with Sylvie Cox, singer, songwriter, producer, and we just heard her song called Our World Now. So Sylvie, what kind of musical training do you have, if any?
I'm self-taught in production, just with like YouTube videos, but I learned how to play piano when I was little, and my dad taught me guitar. But besides that, nothing else.
Would you say your family is very musical?
Yes, pretty solid. My cousin's in a band. My other cousin on the other side also produces music, and we've done a couple songs together. And my dad is definitely very into music, and so is my aunt and stuff. So very musical. And cool. A lot of like my younger cousins sing.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So do you like to do performances?
Yes, I've just started recently doing like open mic nights and stuff like that. I've been living in Greece for the past couple of years, and there wasn't really a lot of performance options. But now I've been doing it more. I've done like two or three so far, and it's scary, but it's good.
Yeah. So when you perform at open mics, do you like, I mean, because obviously a lot of your music is like produced with like instruments that, and like sounds that require multiple people to produce them live. So do you perform alone, or like how do you do that?
I perform alone usually, and I've performed Our World Now one time, like when I was living in California with like a whole band, and it was fun. It was a good experience, but I don't know if I will like do that like for all of my songs, like until, in case, like, unless anything happens with music or anything. But I usually just have like acoustic versions of the songs that like I used to play before I produced them, so they could be different. Like some of them have like a whole nother part to them that just wasn't included in like the final version before I produced it.
That's cool. Like that. So that means like if anyone goes to see you live, they get like an exclusive version of the song.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe. That's really cool. Okay, so I guess we're like kind of wrapping up the interview, but do you have any upcoming projects or like songs you're looking to release soon or any performances coming up?
I think I'm going to release a song probably within the next month, I think. Have not come up with a name for it yet. Look out for a song from me though.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you find that like now that you're in university, you have ample time to work on your music, or is it a little bit less than what you're used to?
It's kind of more than what I'm used to. I did like the A levels, which were pretty intense for the last 2 years, and it was like studying so many hours a day if you wanted to like get any kind of grade. So now it's like there is some free time, like between classes even, that I can go and like record something and put something down, or like later at night I can like go into the practice spaces and the commons block so people don't get annoyed by me.
Yeah, those dorm walls are very thin.
I've had many of the people on my floor come like say, was that you singing? I'm like, yes.
Of course. Of course. That's funny. Awesome. Okay, so the last song we're going to be featuring by you is called I'll Be Okay For You. Can you introduce that one?
This is a song I was playing on guitar, just like was never like a real song. It never had a title. It never was like a song. It was always just like something I would sit down and just start playing. It never had like designated parts or like anything. It was just kind of like a flow. And then I was just in the mood and I kind of like structured it a little more. And now I can't play it the way I used to play it. Like it's only like this structured version. But yeah, I recorded it. My dad did the guitar on this one as well. And yeah.
That's cool. It's interesting that like, I feel like the way you described that song is it's sort of like an alive being. Like it was at this one point where like you would just play it like free flowing, but now it's like a little, it's like evolved into something else, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now it's in a box. Now it can never change.
Like, I mean, it can. You can always play your exclusive live version, right?
Yes.
All right, so I guess we're wrapping up the interview, but before we, like, play the last song and everything, can you talk about, like, where fans can find you online or, like, on Instagram, on Spotify, things like that?
Yeah, I'm on Spotify and iTunes at Sylvie Cox, just S-Y-L-V-I-E-C-O-X, and on SoundCloud is the same, and my Instagram is Snactually.
And all of those, like, handles will be linked in the description of today's episode. So if you can't remember that, it's okay. Just go to citr.ca and find the show called Feeling Sounds. That's my show. And then you can find today's episode and get all of that information to listen to more of Sylvie's music. All right. So this is going to be our last song by Sylvie. It's called I'll Be Okay For You. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Cool. Okay, so here's I'll Be Okay For You by Sylvie Cox.
You say the moments get darker these days, and I've been closing my eyes all along. Bye.
That was I'll Be Okay For You by Sylvie Cox. The next song I have for you guys is called Mount Pleasant by Peach Pyramid. And I'm always a sucker for some beach rock, so this is just a really, really gentle, calming song. So Mount Pleasant by Peach Pyramid. That was Reading Chair by Apollo Ghosts. And before that, you heard Mount Pleasant by Peach Pyramid. So Apollo Ghosts are a band from Vancouver, and they're really interesting. So this album is called This album is called Living Memory, and they're donating all the proceeds from this album to the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, and then this Indigenous support organization that I'm not quite sure how to pronounce, but it looks like it's pronounced Unistoten Legal Fund. I don't know if that's correct, but I just think it's super cool that they're donating all of the money they make from the album to these organizations. And that song is just like one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've ever heard. It makes me feel like I'm in a Miyazaki film, and nothing makes me forget all my problems quite like a Miyazaki film does. So definitely like that one. All right, so I have about 5 minutes left, so I think I'm going to play one more song for you guys, called Appointments by Julian Baker. So recently I was recommended a podcast by a friend of mine. The podcast is called Song Exploder, and I'm listening to it on Spotify. And basically, like, the podcast interviewer, like, brings one artist into their studio or however they do things. And then the artist will go into detail about how they produced one specific song that they're talking about. And so there was one episode about Julian Baker's song Appointments. And listening to it was just like, I don't know, it made me just like feel really, really nice. Like, her speaking voice was something I could listen to forever. It was just like, it was very cute sounding. And then she talked about a lot of things involving the song, but then also just music in general. And she said that, like, it's very therapeutic for her to improvise music. Like, even if you're just like playing keyboard for like 45 minutes of uninterrupted sound, it like soothes her in some kind of way, and I just like really resonated with that. So that was super cool. And yeah, this song is very, very nice. It's pretty sad. It's called Appointments by Julian Baker. Oh, and also that's the end of the show. So thank you for listening to Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah, and today I had Sylvie Cox on with me. So go check out her music. You can find the link to all of her artist pages and things like that in the link or in the description of today's episode. But yeah, I'll be back next Thursday at 4. This is Appointments by Julian Baker. Oh,